Jimmy, time to get up and go to school.
Aw, man, do I have to?
Absolutely, young man.
Hate stupid school. What's the point of school anyway?
Hello, Jimmy.
Who the heck are you? What'd you do to my bedroom?
Why, I'm Horace Mann.
The flute player?
No, that's Herbie Mann. I'm Horace Mann, often called the father of American education. And I've come from the 19th century to help you understand why you need to get your butt on that school bus.
Don't wanna.
Well, Jimmy, it's not about you. Schools were designed with something much bigger in mind. The national economy.
What?
Well, let me grab this guitar-like instrument here and take you on a little musical journey through history, Jimmy.
Oh, man.
Well, let me take you back, Jimmy, to the founding of the nation. Most American children got a private education. Parents at home, preachers at church, however they felt the groove. It was hard to control and inefficient for a nation on the move. Oh, well, Jimmy, let me introduce you to a man I'm sure you know. Thomas Jefferson had some thoughts on how to make the system grow.
We need two kinds of schools to help our nation be its best. One for a small group of future leaders, another for the rest.
Different systems for the learned and the laborers. That's what Jefferson said.
Gosh, I didn't know he said that.
Well, history is not your best subject, Jimmy. That's why you're in that second category. Oh, well, you know you gotta go to school so you can grow up and get a job. Big economies need worker bees, not another lazy slob. The nation needs a workforce, and schools have to provide. So you gotta get up and go to school so you can take your place with pride.
Golly, was school really designed around me being just some cog in the economy?
Well, think about it this way. We created a school system that trains you to respect authority, complete busy work you don't like, and hop to it at the sound of the bell. We even created evenings and summers off so kids can help out with the family business or farm.
Wow, a vestige of the agrarian society.
Whoa, let's be careful with those big words, Jimmy. You know, the year was 1840, and the cities were overflowing. Immigrants came by the thousands, you see, and the need for schools was growing. While I was in charge in Massachusetts, for a while we led the way. We made sure those children were productive with their day. Yes, industrialists like Rockefeller offered some reflections. They weighed in with their money and political connections.
A school should teach kids order, to obey without a sound. We don't need more poets, artists, and philosophers around.
So you gotta go to school so you can grow up and go to work. Big factories need worker bees, not some artsy-fartsy jerk. You know the nation needs a workforce, and schools have to provide. So you gotta get up and go to school so you can take your place with pride.
Now, wait a minute. It's not like my teachers never encourage me to be creative or have an opinion.
Well, of course, there's a lot of room for flexibility. But we're still mostly stuck with this system forged during the Industrial Revolution. And if you don't believe me, take it from Andrew Carnegie.
Yep.
And there are more modern developments that reinforce our instinct to see schools as essentially workforce preparation centers.
Like the Smith-Hughes Act of 1917, which established the school as a federally funded location of vocational training?
Well, I think somebody's been cheating. Well, Jimmy, the year was 1983, and a new report we got put our students up against the world, and they didn't look so hot. The economy was in recession. How could we compete? The Japanese were kicking our butts back and forth across the street. Well, enter the age of testing, a new desire to standardize. You could tell the students dug it from the glaze upon their eyes. There'd be no child left behind, they all had to measure up. Math and science is the mantra to win the economic cup. Yes, Jimmy, you got to go to school so you can grow up and take your place. Future companies need worker bees who can help us win the race. Come on, the nation needs a workforce, and schools have to provide. So I gotta get up and go to school so you can take your place with pride. That's right. You know you gotta get up and go to school so you can take your place with pride.
Jimmy!
Aw, you made me miss the bus.
What you just heard came from a live performance of the radio show In the Loop from Minnesota Public Radio. More information, and you can listen to the whole show at minnesotapublicradio.org/InTheLoop.